We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I think it's respecting Mike Trout in a certain way during the season and letting him play and do the things he needs to do to, of course, be Mike Trout. But if you don't think I'm not going to call Mike Trout in 2020 to have him come to Philly, you're crazy.
There you go. That was Bryce Harper with us yesterday. That really kind of reignited the Mike Trout conversation. He mentioned it more in a general sense at his introductory press conference on Saturday, Ike. But then he really went with it yesterday. And then today, Ben, can we play what he said today? Matt Breen, I think, asked him about it. And, well, here's the question and answer today regarding his comments on Mike Trout.
Right. You've had some fun with the Mike Trout stuff the last few days, but MLB said they reached out to the Phillies and to the Angels. Has anybody reached out to you?
They talked to me a little bit, not MLB or anything like that. But, you know, I guess when that time comes and guys are free agents, then we'll see what happens. But I don't know.
But you still, you meant it, right?
I mean, if I didn't mean it, I wouldn't have said it. You know, so.
There you go. So, Ike, should the Phillies wait until after 2020 to go after Mike Trout? Because here's the thing. The Angels aren't going to want to trade him, obviously. But you're going to reach a point where you have to realize or have a feel or sense whether or not he's going to want to come back. Mm-hmm. And if you get to the trade deadline this year and they're trying to talk extension, and I think he's already kind of been on the record and say he's more worried about playing right now than doing extension. If the Phillies go full blitz mode on it, should they go full blitz mode on it, or do you wait?
I think you wait. You got so much. Listen, if the Angels call you up and say, listen, give me your best offer, that's different. But to initiate it after what they've done already this offseason, it's probably better for them just to wait. You know, and the Angels, if you're the Angels, man, you're not interested in trading Mike Trout right now. You still got gate money you're trying to get. Like, they're going to try to milk Mike Trout.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame player. They don't want to trade him.
Well, I'm just saying, people come to see him out there the Angels. So they,
of course,
you trade Mike Trout. Who's coming to the game?
Not as many people, that's for sure.
So I don't know if anybody's coming to the game. You basically signal to your fan base, we're punting on the season.
Marks and Reese Twitter poll question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. If you're looking for the perfect engagement ring, well, make it remarkable at Marks Jewelers on Route 309 in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies trade for Trout or wait until he becomes a free agent in 2021? Make no mistake about it. You may have to include guys that are on your major league roster to get Mike Trout. This isn't a Sixto Sanchez and somebody else to get JT Realmuto. Right, you're gonna have to.
You'll be giving up JT Realmuto.
You might be.
Yeah.
Trade for Trout right now is 61. 39% say wait for 2021. You know, actually, it just went to 55-45. Ike, I am all in on Trout, and I'm all in. I'm putting the pressure on the Angels right now. I'm putting the pressure through the media, through sources that are saying the Phillies plan to make a blitz for Mike Trout. I'm putting it out there now. I'm almost letting the Angels know, dude, he's not resigning there, so try to get something from us now, and let's make a deal. I'm trying to shape it, kind of like Bryce Harper, kind of like what Bryce Harper's doing. Bryce Harper, he's clearly pushing the envelope here. Mm-hmm. And if I'm the Phillies, I'm doing the same thing. I go all-out blitz at the trade deadline this year, and before it, leading up to it, to go for Mike Trout. And you trade whatever you need to do to get him, other than an Aaron Nola or, you know, players like that.
No, I trade Aaron Nola, too. What do you mean?
What? No.
Other than Bryce Harper, what do you mean? Yeah, to get Mike Trout, is there not a player on this team you wouldn't give up if the Angels said, no, he needs to be in the deal in order for me to send you Mike Trout?
But then I don't have enough pitching.
I don't care. You're going to buy pitching.
Okay. Ben, what is your thoughts on it?
So I'm struggling with this because Ike makes a good point. ultimately, when you're making this deal, with the number of prospects they have and the major league players they have, the only way I could see the deal getting done is if Aaron Nola, at least Aaron Nola or Rhys Hoskins are in it. Like, it has to be at least one of them. So, like,
if not both.
Right. And I'm not totally sure.
I mean, if you're the Angels, listen, if you're the Angels, you're asking for the moon.
So if the Angels, if you said to the Angels right now, we'll give you Rhys Hoskins and Aaron Nola for Mike Trout, you think they would say yes?
No.
No, right now they wouldn't. No, because they're expecting, they're trying to resign
a boatload.
They are right now. They wouldn't trade him for anything because they want to resign him and they still think that they can. But if their team stinks this year, and I was talking to, before we went on the air, I was talking to Matt Breen and Scott Lauber down in the media area and Todd Zielecki. And they were all saying that the Angels aren't supposed to be good this year, but it might be even worse than people think.
Right.
To where in spring training they look really bad. If they're really bad in the first half of the year this year, Trout wants to win. Mm-hmm. Trout does not want to go through his entire career putting up historical stats on a bad team. He wants to win. I put the pressure on the Angels pretty early where I start making phone calls. I start talking to his agent, Mike Trout's agent. I start putting the pressure on.
Can you? Can the Phillies do that?
Well, not legally. You can't. But you don't think that happens?
We're already in illegal territory messing with Bryce and this Trout nonsense as
I am so all in on this whole Trout-Harper connection.
Here's what you would need. You would need Mike Trout to go to the Angels and say he wants out. Like, that's the only way that it happens. If Mike Trout is going to be a good soldier and just come to the ballpark and play every day like he's done throughout his career, then the Angels are going to be more than willing to continue to allow him to do that, because that's gate. That's the gate. That's the people. He's the guy that people want to come and see. So when I'm talking about having a star out there, when no one wants to see your ball club, well, Mike Trout brings people to the stadium. So if you're the Angels, you're going to need an awful lot. Or you're going to need Mike Trout to go kicking and screaming. Like, he's going to have to go upstairs and really almost pull an Anthony Davis. Do what Anthony Davis did to the Pelicans, which was out of Anthony Davis's character. Never done anything like that through his entire time in the NBA. But through his representation, they're trying to force the issue to L.A. Well, so now you need the player to be disgruntled to a degree.
And how Mike Trout does that is, so this year is his second to last year on his contract. Mm-hmm. And then 2020, next year, is his last year.
Right.
If he doesn't agree to an extension, they're already talking about it. If he doesn't agree to an extension this offseason, if I'm the Angels, I now trade him. Because do you want to go into a final year of a contract? He's telling you all you need to know if he doesn't want to sign an extension with you heading into the free agent years. Even if he's not directly telling you, hey, listen, I'm not re-signing with you, you got to read the tea leaves a little bit and be like, well, it doesn't seem like, and then you need to go out and do it. So if I'm the Phillies, I start putting the pressure on this season at the trade deadline and let them know, hey, listen, he's coming here. You know he's coming here. So let's do a deal right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.